Today, my dear faithful, is the third Sunday of Advent, also called Gaudete Sunday. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Yet let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, No. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one of the most trying times for a soldier is their first Christmas away from home. Soldiers experience this especially in time of war when they are far from home, far from their families, far from what is familiar and from all they love. The army chaplains, that is the priests who take care of the soldiers, know this, and therefore they try to help overcome their homesickness. One example of this is a soldier who from World War II, he wrote a letter home describing the efforts of one chaplain. He tells how his chaplain, Father Bradley, tried to make their Christmas a happy and joyful one. Father tried to help the soldiers forget their homesickness and at the same time prepare well for Christmas. The soldier wrote, Our chaplain, Father Bradley, is, as they would say back then, a swell guy. He wouldn't give us a chance to be homesick, at least not much. The soldier wrote, I am telling you, I'll never forget this Christmas. Never. The soldier would never forget this Christmas because he truly got into the Christmas spirit, both physically and spiritually. The soldier then describes how Father Bradley did this. First, he had the soldiers begin planning for midnight mass 2 weeks before Christmas. Father wanted a special chapel for this wonderful feast day to accommodate the crowds of soldiers that they all knew would be there. Now, none of the soldiers thought that the crowd would be too big, but nonetheless, Father succeeded in having the soldiers give up their own free time to make a chapel for it. And so, without getting paid, they volunteered to help build the chapel. In his enthusiasm, Father Bradley was able to get the men pepped up spiritually and physically. The soldiers even assembled a big hospital tent for the Christmas Mass. And then, because it rained and even poured almost every day, the men dug a drainage ditch all around that tent. Even some of the Protestants and Jewish soldiers came along and volunteered to help. The soldier who wrote that letter, he continued saying, the padre had everybody working on something. He's truly a smart one. Everyone was working, and so it didn't matter if they believed as the father did or not. They worked, and they were proud of their work. Then Father Bradley suggested that the soldiers could send gifts back home to someone they loved. At first, the men thought the padre had gone a little crazy. After all, where would they get gifts? They're on the battlefield. Or even the money to buy any gifts. But the priest had a different kind of present in mind. He told the men, all you need to do is give up some more of your free time for the next 9 days. This way you can make a novena to send back to someone you love. And Father succeeded in this as well. The soldiers joined him in Mass as well as communion for 9 days. This novena ended on Christmas Day, Christmas night itself. Father heard thousands of confessions throughout that novena to prepare for midnight Mass. For as he told them again and again, he wanted every baptized Catholic to show up and get his conscience in the proper order. You won't believe this, the soldier wrote, but even the hard-shelled crabs came out before our novena was over. Everyone in the outfit took part in midnight Mass, and every Catholic went to receive Holy Communion that night. And so Christmas Eve came, and there were crowds. And everyone stayed to the very end of Mass, even the non-Catholics. Explaining how he felt, the soldier wrote, we all knew we weren't home, but somehow it seemed almost okay. It was like we were where Christ wanted us to be. So it was in this way that Father Bradley kept the men thinking of the spiritual meaning of Christmas. He helped them take their minds off their trouble and at the same time prepare for Christ's coming instead. They weren't concerned with presents, but with only God's love, his protection and devotion to them, and as well God's love for their family back home. The novena especially helped them realize this spiritual side of Christmas. It made them feel closer to God, to sacrifice themselves for him, and at the same time for their loved ones. And so the soldier wrote, this Christmas made us feel as if what we believed was the only real thing that kept us together. Now, in today's gospel, we again read about St. John the Baptist. Every gospel of Advent, from the second, third, and fourth Sundays, they are about St. John the Baptist. St. John had been sent by God to prepare the people for the coming of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so St. John helped the people to prepare by teaching them to do penance for their sins and to pray. As the Gospel says, his mission consisted in making straight the way of the Lord. That is, he helped the people remove their sin and disorder from their souls so that they could be ready to receive Christ. The Church gives us this Gospel on the third Sunday of Advent to remind us of the importance of preparing for the coming of our Lord at Christmas. St. John the Baptist's message was not only for the people of his time. His preaching was for us today as well. For during this season of Advent, we too need to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ at Christmas. We must make straight the crooked ways of our hearts and our minds. And we do this by removing all sins from our souls so that we can worthily receive our Lord, that Christ child, in our Holy Communion. Father Bradley, the World War II Army chaplain, understood this. And like St. John the Baptist, he helped prepare the soldiers for Christ's coming. That is why he had them both perform sacrifices of giving up their time of physical manual labor and as well of the spiritual part, of making a novena, of praying and sacrificing for their family. He had them receive communion and go to Mass every day for 9 days prior to Christmas. And we too can make a novena like this. This novena in preparation for Christmas would start this Tuesday, the 17th, and would end on Christmas Day itself. Of course, I realize, all of you may not be able to come to the chapel and attend Mass each day and receive Holy Communion, but all of us can make a spiritual communion and pray the rosary every day. And this way, we can prepare our hearts and our souls for Christ's coming. In this way, we can make straight the way of the Lord. For spiritual communion, it is simply the earnest desire to receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior in the sacrament of the Eucharist. It is just the desire to be united with our Savior as if we were sacramentally receiving him. This desire springs from our faith that our Lord is truly present in the Holy Eucharist. And one of the wonderful things about spiritual communions is that it can be made at any time and in any place. And depending on our dispositions, they can be just as efficacious as a sacramental communion. In order to make a spiritual communion, then, there are four things necessary. First, we should begin with an act of contrition and tell our Lord how sorry we are for having offended him. Second, we should make an act of faith, saying that we believe he is truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist. Then third, we must beg him to come to us spiritually. Ask him at that moment to come to you, just as he does when you really receive Holy Communion. And lastly, thank him for his many blessings. To truly honor the Christ child, we can offer this novena of spiritual communions to his Most Sacred Heart. Ask the Sacred Heart to make you ready to receive him sacramentally on Christmas Day. And if we are faithful in making spiritual communions, they will, both by sacrifice of even just a few moments, and as well of prayer, turning our minds to God, they will draw us to a closer union with our Lord. They can be our source of strength in time of temptation and in time of suffering. And thus, your hearts will be better prepared for the coming of Christ at Christmas. Let us then prepare for Christ's coming, both physically and spiritually. Strive to make this Advent, to draw to our Lord. Never lose sight of the fact that all the preparations for Christmas ought to be done out of love for God, who, though the infinite God he be, still became an infant for love of us. Let us strive to prepare physically by going to confession and receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. And let us also strive to make this novena. From this Tuesday to Christmas Day, pray your rosary each and every day. Receive our Lord in your heart, even as you cannot receive him physically. And in this way, prepare yourself for his coming, his birthday, when he lies there on the altar, here for us once again on earth, now hidden under the appearance of bread. And so, my dear faithful, let us be like the soldiers that we heard of in the story in World War II, and sanctify our Advent and our Christmas. And I assure you, if we truly strive, it will be a Christmas you will never forget, and our Savior will never forget as well. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.